Alex is a Pro Bowl center, so like I was just telling Tony, you know, it's going to be tough to replace him. It's going to take all the guys on the line stepping up and playing that much better. Because, I mean, he's great at what he does. He's probably the best center in the league. So, I mean, that's going to be tough to fill that void. So, you know, it's going to be tough for John to step in and do what he did. But if everyone raises their level up there, then, I mean, we'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, saying what we ran for 150-something. So, I mean, that speaks volumes. You know, I had over 75 yards. Crow had a huge game average, you know, probably about 7 yards a carry. So, I mean, what is there else to say? I mean, obviously, you know, they got it done enough. So you can't really ask for much more than that. I'm just a soldier. He's the commander. So, you know, we do what he say. And that's all I can tell you. You have to ask him about that. I ain't going there. if that's what you want to call it. but, yeah, you know, I was excited for Crow. I was happy for him yesterday. It's good to see guys, you know, like that play well because, you know, at that running back position, you know, sometimes it's not always going to be you, and but you always have to learn, you know, it's whatever's best for the team. Like, you know, me, I spent a lot of my game banging my head on, you know, and when he came in, it just seemed to open up, you know, but sometimes that's how it is. And I told him, hey, that's great. You go make that guy miss and get a touchdown, because if I get back in there, I'm getting that touchdown, you know. So it's good, though. It's competition, and, you know, it keeps us going, but, you know, I'm always happy to see him do well. To me, I expected it, honestly. I expected us to beat him, so I wasn't really that shocked when we beat him. And I would be lying to you if I said that if I knew we came out and played well, then I thought it would be a close. I knew it wouldn't be close if we came out and played well. And so I guess I think what happened is kind of what I was going to thinking was going to happen. So I wasn't really all that shocked. I wasn't really all that surprised because I felt like when we played to that level that we could beat those guys. The city of Cleveland, you know, I guess it's big to them. You know, I just got here, so I can't really say, but just from hearing the fans talk and seeing what they tweeted me, apparently it was a, you know, it was a big deal. So if it's a big deal to them, then it's a big deal for me. Hey, I understand it. I totally understand it. I was on the other side when you see the Browns coming. You just, whatever, it's the Browns, you know. But, you know, that's just how, you know, when you get that perception, that's how you're perceived around the league. And I can honestly say, you know, when I was in Houston and we had to play the Browns, it was whatever, you know. But now, you know, it's a new era. And Coach Payton, we're trying to get this thing turned around. So, now when guys see the Browns, they're like, okay, well, we're going to have to buckle up and play. I don't know about that. I don't really know. I couldn't really tell you, you know. I missed two games, so I don't have a great grasp on if that was necessarily a turning point. I mean, because you turn around, you lost to Baltimore. Because see if we won all the games after that, but I don't know if you could say it was a turning point. Yeah, I mean, so now is our time to get on the roll. So it's time to get things rolling here now. Maybe in a couple weeks now you'd be asking me, was this game the turning point? So right now it's still early on, so I can't really say any game was necessarily a turning point. We're 3-2, we're not 5-0.